Save Earth.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Hello to all of you in all those nooks and crannies, wherever you hail from. Remember, this is the overnight backyard party. That means you can kick back, chillax with us, and easily throw in your two cents. Everybody's starting to get used to the number, so I'll say it at the top. How about that? A broad who gives out her digits before I even let you know why I'm giving them out. 855-266-GATE. 855-266-5283. We're going to talk about numbers, as in we can count. Mark Zuckerberg, how many billions will he make when his product Facebook IPOs? It'd knock your socks off, let me tell you. Don't make fun of those geeky kids that are playing with the computers, because who knows what is coming up down the pike. Speaking of coming up down the pike, we're getting closer and closer to the Rock'em Sock'em robot duel between Mitt Romney and President Obama. We look at polls, look into our crystal ball, go to Washington, talk to insiders, talk to outsiders, get all of the opinions, throw it into one pot, and ultimately, how's it going to come out? Coming up later this hour, Dennis Wolfe, who is just an amazing man, has written an incredible book that I've read about the healthcare system he wrote a long time ago that he's just giving out for free. He's giving it out for free, I think, from the very beginning. I don't even know that he ever sold the book. But I'm having Dennis on to talk about what's happening, not just with healthcare, but what else is happening that people don't realize and how vital this election is. Some of the things that recently, executive order-wise, have happened that nobody seems to get, nobody seems to care about, and nobody seems to realize. But it's something that everybody needs to hear. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. As we get ready for that duel, if you will, and it's already happening, let's face it, the interesting thing is that the Republicans, Reince Priebus, who is the RNC chairman, who is charged with helping in any way he can to get Mitt Romney elected, because, I mean, he's the presumptive guy, right? So an interesting thing happened. I got this in my mail overnight. The Obama campaign slogan that's rolling out is under the heading of Forward. Remember, he was hoping change before. So now it's Forward. So today, or Thursday, Romney, somebody must be providing the punchlines for him, when he was out speaking, he said Forward is his new slogan, and it's like Forward, what? Over the cliff? So there's been a little bit of back and forth over campaign slogans, and it also includes the bumper sticker moment. And the bumper sticker moment is important because it is those couple of words that you string together. And the Republicans came up with this one to poke the Obama folks. The National Party is selling bumper stickers for like $10. They say, Obama, hype and blame. So the president is going to hold his first official campaign rally this weekend in Ohio, and two of them rallies in Ohio and Virginia. So my question is, and listen, you might really, really like Obama, like our pal Rick in Illinois and others who feel, I think ineffective. I think it's an ineffective regime. But there are people that certainly are supporting Obama and think that he should be reelected again. So you could take a different tact on this. But if you were putting together a bumper sticker for this election, what would your bumper sticker say? What would your bumper sticker say? We have an impartial judge who's going to look at the bumper sticker sayings. And if the judge, the wise Buddha, likes any of them by the end of the show, then I'll be mailing you a copy of my book, which also costs $10, and you'll get it for free. It's called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Get it? BS. So, bumper sticker. What would your bumper sticker say? Think of something clever. I think hype and blame is pretty good. Hype and blame. Looking everywhere else except for inside as to what has happened in this country. So I'm going to say the digits again. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And oh, by the way, if you download the free app called Press 4, there's a link on the website, it's so easy, go to americatonight.net, then you can bypass having to dial the number yourself. What it is, it's an orange circle with a white 4 in it. It says press 4 on it, hold phone to the ear. When you hold the phone to the ear, what happens is they'll ask you for keywords, and all you have to do is say, America Tonight, call. Then you just call in that way. You don't have to worry about the numbers. So how about that? I also want to remind everyone right at the top before we dive into the deep end of the pool, coming up in our third hour, our Kentucky Derby Challenge. So win, place, or show, you just have to come up with the numbers. And it's really about the numbers. You can think about the horses, but once somebody has a certain order for the horses, then you've got to pick different numbers. Kentucky Derby is always cool, even if you don't, even if you're not that much into horse racing. I find that people always want to see the Kentucky Derby. It's the 138th running of the Derby at Churchill Downs. And, of course, our friends in Kentucky are excited about it, but I think people all over the country get very, very excited about seeing the first leg of the Triple Crown and the possibilities. I think it's because it's May, it's spring, anything's possible, and geez, maybe we'll have a Triple Crown winner, maybe this horse will go on to win the other two big races, or maybe people just want to see the horse run fast. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. So you could win some fabulous prizes if you compete in our little fun game in the third hour of America Tonight. You're just stringing together numbers or horses. Once somebody's picked that certain order, then you have to pick a different order. Speaking of order, Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, is not concerned about order and where he's finishing in the Republican races for the primaries. He has essentially no shot at winning the Republican nomination, but his campaign is now taking a turn on a new strategy, a new tactic that his supporters hope can get him elected or maybe even a bigger role, which is what I think, at the party convention and probably cause some problems for Mitt Romney. They're trying to secure convention-bound delegates in district and state level contests to vote for Ron Paul, even though he's failed to win a single primary or, you know, even a caucus. Even if the primary math adds up to the winner getting most delegates, it would put Romney far ahead of Paul. But the Paul campaigners think maybe at the state level there could be some serious influence there. Oh, I'm sure the Romney folks are cursing up a blue streak somewhere in some room. Stay with us.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Walks barely down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, so as you can imagine, I've already gotten a few slogans in. This one from Joe in Connecticut, he says, Kate, I love you, but I don't understand why you're not playing for the right team. My slogan for Obama would be, bow or bust. Joe, I will pass it on to the wise Buddha. You are entered into the contest for the $10 book, the same as the bumper sticker that the Republicans are pumping out that certainly slams Obama, does not say bow or bust in any stretch of the imagination. In fact, if you go to America Tonight, I was laughing so hard when I'd gotten the text, and I got it right away because they unveiled it to a bunch of reporters, did like some kind of a conference call. So I posted it on the website, Hype and Blame 2012. So the Republicans have thrown the first grenade in the battle of the bumper stickers anyway, and the RNC chairman feels pretty confident about it, saying that the candidate of hope and change has become the president of hype and blame, saying that he blames everyone and everything except the man in the mirror. So what would your bumper sticker read? What would your bumper sticker read? Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I've got a bumper sticker. It says, Obama 2012 question mark. No way, Jose.
You know, that's pretty good when you think about the Dream Act and pandering to the Hispanic vote. No way, Jose.
Well, we've got a situation now where we've got a president, Kate, that obviously is underachieving. And what do? You go back to some of the old tactics that you won with in 2008. That is class division, race, and fairness. The same old crap. We're going to hear it over again. We sure ain't going to talk about how great things are because they're not. I saw something the other day where now they're trying to make the two words legal alien a hate speech word. I mean, there's just no.
Yeah, they wanted undocumented workers. That was the politically correct word to use now.
Yeah, or undocumented immigrant.
Yeah.
Instead of illegal alien.
I mean, yeah.
We're going to hear this crap now for the next 6 months.
I know.
And that's why we're getting now these, you know, these little conferences that start to sprout up every now and then. You see them on C-SPAN about illegal immigration. And there was one the other day that had some Mormon attorney from Phoenix who said, you know, we got to do something to let everybody in because all this money goes in the black market, the underground economy, you know, with cash and not paying anybody by check. And we never talk about what is illegal, what is not lawful. And again, it's pandering to get votes. It's all about the money, like you always say, and about power.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it is. It's all about those things. You get to the position. It's like somebody said to me, Dale, that and this was a lifelong Democrat. They so believed in Obama, voted for him. They were all excited. And then they were disappointed because they had access to him through a few different things that he was involved in. And when they got to know him a little bit from the times of seeing him coming to the White House here and there, they saw that he had massively changed into what? Somebody who had the power, had the position, and now wasn't fulfilling what they thought he was going to fulfill, the promises he made along the way. So you're right.
Well, I mean, presidents have a tendency to do that, unfortunately. I like President Obama personally as a person.
Right.
And his family.
Right.
And it's got nothing to do with him, what his racial makeup. You know, when you get right down to it, you know, Kate, President Obama is half white. You
right.
Know, he's not all black.
Yeah.
So it's not about racism. It's about, do we have somebody that can lead? And we don't. And back when they had TARP, all these bankers went to the White House and met with the president. All of them expected to get their heads handed to them. And what did he do? He pandered to them. The bonuses went on. Very few of them went to jail, if any. And, you know, the guy didn't do anything.
You're right. You're right. It, once again, it's that pandering, towing the line. In fact, it's interesting you bring up the bankers. Great call, Dale. You're in the mix. We'll see what the Buddha says. It's interesting that Dale brings that up because when it was the banks were too big to fail, what happened was there were banks that were, and I think all of you know this, or I know I've talked about it before, but the banks were told to take the money. There were some banks that didn't need it, and they were told, no, you take it anyway. Henry Paulson actually was the one who pulled the trigger on that. And so that came from the previous administration, went to the other administration, and then there was no accountability connected to the money, which is one of the most disturbing things, I think, that happened with all of the bailouts, the fact that there wasn't any accountability. I mean, that's what it is. There's not any accountability. It's one thing to swing and miss, say, I'm going to do this, swing and miss, but to constantly look for the blame, I agree with that, and to overhype things that end up not coming to fruition, and to go back to the same trough and try to dig up that same water again out of the trough, try to drink from that same water. I mean, that's pretty much what it's looking like to me. Although I will say this, trust me that some of the best campaign people, and that's what it's all about, winning isn't the only thing, it's everything when you're running for president, especially the people around you. So David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs are very good at what they do. That's why they left their positions at the White House a year earlier to push for the whole reelection thing so they could focus on reelecting the president. So this is going to be interesting as we get, I think, closer through the dog days of summer into the real meat of things where you've got both conventions and let's see where everything falls. I said the fly in the ointment, I mentioned this for certainly the Republicans, is going to be Ron Paul. Because Ron Paul, and this was obvious, I said this in New Hampshire, it's obvious he wants to have some kind of a stake at the convention. And he now has a chance to do that. He has a chance to do that. But some of the Paul people think that with a strong enough presence, like I was saying before, he could win enough remaining delegates. If he did, let's say he did, would there be a brokered nomination at the convention? If Romney doesn't get enough votes in the first round, it could at least get Ron Paul, certainly, more attention for what? For his agenda that many of us like, the smaller government platform. That's his. He owns that piece of real estate. And he's been saying that forever, that we need to shrink the regulation. We need an effective but smaller government. And that's what he'll be able to do. He'll have a stage for it. They'll have to give him something, I would think. And we'll see how good they are at doing this. The Paul campaign is looking at 25 delegates that are up for grabs in Nevada, where Romney won the state caucus with just 50% of the vote in February. And then they're going to look at that there and see what happens. The maneuvering could possibly result in the entire Nevada delegation not getting even seated at the convention, is what they were told, if that happens. And saying, yes, this is advisory, but this might happen. So they're threatening now. The Republicans are threatening the Paul people. And in Iowa, he could get a chunk of the 28 delegates that would be up for grabs, too, after finishing third and getting just one delegate in the January caucus. Doesn't matter. And then the Louisiana state caucus, he dominated that, even though he won just 6% of the primary vote. So I won't go through this whole thing for you, but pretty much it appears that there's a bunch of states, Maine, Massachusetts, Washington. If there's enough delegates, he could make a little noise at the convention. Not shocking to me. It's exactly how I saw this play out and the scenarios unfolding. We'll just see what happens with the establishment Republican types. They're going to be annoyed. They're going to be annoyed by that because they don't want to have that convention hijacked in any way. Coming up next, Dennis Wolf, my pal. You're going to want to hear this. Don't go away.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you know, when the Supreme Court was hearing the oral arguments about Obamacare, we were there in Washington, D.C. It's always a pleasure to welcome to the show somebody with armed with facts and, frankly, some great opinions on the situation with health care and a few other things about reelecting President Obama. Dennis Wolf joins us again. He's a health care claims consultant and a whole lot more. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Great. I'm doing well. Thank you, Kate. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, so I mentioned the thing about the Supreme Court arguments. What do you think, and I know you're up on this and you read everything and all that, what do you think is going to happen? Are the Supremes going to vote to strike it down, the individual mandate, and maybe the whole thing falls apart? Or do you think it stands?
Well, the short answer is I think they have no choice but to strike down the mandate. And I believe that Justice Breyer, who is typically one of the four on the left, will actually look at this from the perspective of the 10th Amendment, the Commerce Clause, everything, and he'll have no choice but to vote to strike down the mandate. So I think you're going to see a 6-3 vote to strike down the mandate. I think you're going to see a 5-4 vote to strike down the entire legislation with Breyer going back to the left side again. But I do believe this, and one of the reasons why is because Justice Kennedy made an interesting quote that has somehow missed the media, and he has said that he will not resign until President Obama leaves office. So there's obviously some ill winds blowing there for the president.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And so for people who would counteract that and say, oh, but Dennis, that's a terrible thing. Healthcare was on its way up to a much better position for people, people being able to afford it with more opportunities. I say we've shown that that's not really the case. You're in the biz. What would you tell people?
Well, first of all, 25 years ago when I wrote my book on healthcare cost delivery reform, not healthcare reform, I made it very clear that the insurance companies were going to have to take a subservient role in the process of who's the primary payer. Any type of healthcare cost delivery reform is going to have to look at all of the mechanisms in play, both in the delivery and in the cost side. Obamacare does absolutely none of that. It is nothing more than a confiscatory tax increase vehicle that will essentially take us out of being able to buy our own health insurance, and worse than that, being able to absolutely get any care at all once rationing is forced to kick in. All we are doing, Kate, is changing a multitude of insurance carriers for one insurance carrier, the entire United States government. And we all know how much money the government has.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that part of the problem that we're talking about?
Yes.
And you know, it's interesting that, the as you say, your book was so ahead of its time. Now we see, though, that the IRS, I just talked to someone the other day, and I think this is pretty well known, but they already have hired people, Dennis, and they're working with people to fill these positions to go after the folks who decide, I can't afford it, I'm not going to get their health care, I'm not going to get any kind of health care, so that they could suffer being fined. So there's already people we're training.
Exactly. And again, it speaks to my point that this legislation had nothing to do with providing health care to people. It had to do with finding new significant ways to increase taxes and go after people who don't pay solely on the basis of using an intangible, often and most often misunderstood product, and that's the accessing of the health care system. What I'm really concerned about right now, and what I said of a few weeks ago, was that I think we are headed for the largest constitutional crisis this country's ever faced when the court actually strikes down this legislation. Obama's moving forward full speed ahead with the IRS funding. I believe it was $500 million, hiring new agents, 4,000 at this time. Although, let's not forget, the stimulus bill had within it 30 pages devoted to the high tech, which allowed for the creation of 16,000 agents. People forget about that stimulus bill, which was passed a few weeks after he was inaugurated, or a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Then you couple that with the Department of Health and Human Services firing on all guns with Catherine Sebelius over there implementing every piece of regulatory legislation she can get. They want to layer this thing to the point where there's no way they can nullify it or reverse it once the Supreme Court strikes it down. Therein you have a constitutional crisis.
Oh, boy. And Armageddon, really. That's what it is. That's what you're saying.
We're in a very dangerous time because what Obama just did yesterday was signed an executive order basically saying that we will now abide by international law. We don't have time on this show to talk about how NGOs function all over the world. I've attended conferences in the United Nations building in Geneva, and I've seen it firsthand. They lay the groundwork for international law, and this president seems to be focused like a laser on getting rid of our Supreme Court for lawmaking decisions. And you have to think, well, why is he pushing that right now? And then you say, well, let's connect just two dots. One, the Supreme Court's about to strike down his legislation. It's his signature's all over it, Obamacare. And two, if he can create, by executive order, a ruling that he isn't going to abide by the United States laws, but international laws, then he sets up a fiat where he says, okay, well, I don't care what you rule. I'm going by international law. All countries provide health care to their citizens. That's putting us right over the cliff if this happens.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And people are missing that, I think, somehow. There's something that you say. You sent me a little piece that I thought was terrific, and that's why we're having this conversation.
Sure.
And in your piece, you say, individually and collectively, and we talk about this all the time on America Tonight,
yeah.
Rather, you demand from your communities across America that presidential candidate Mitt Romney be the leader that is required of the office he seeks. So people will say that. Yeah. People will say, well, I'm not going to vote because Romney's not really the guy. He's not going to get elected. And so you say you have to get out there and do something about it.
We have to put pressure on him to, quote, unquote, grow into the person that can hold the office that he seeks. He presently is waffling all over the place. I've heard him actually speak, and I know everybody who listens to some of these things will hear it too, where he goes, well, I'm not going to call Obama a socialist, but blah, blah, blah. And then he turns around and says, well, he follows a lot of the European direction. Okay, fine. Then he turns around and he berates the European processes as rampantly socialistic. And I go, well, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. And yet he will not do it. We're seeing the reincarnation of the John McCain campaign, and it's going to destroy this candidate's opportunity to save this country. And we desperately need to get Obama out of office.
You know, why is it? You think that they just don't want to go there? They don't want to go on the attack too much because they don't want to be labeled, or they're afraid what they'll alienate some of the Republican Party?
I wished I had the answer to that. Sometimes I think it causes me to wonder whether the Republicans are Democrat light and the Democrats are Republican heavy. I don't even know anymore which party. I switched my party affiliation to independent because I'm so frustrated with both parties. Whether or not they'll get this is something I don't know. We haven't had a solid candidate running for president, really, since President George W. Bush. People like him or hate him, it's not relevant. The fact is he campaigned hard and stood his ground on what he stood for. We're in deep water right now, and it's uncharted, and I think that Benjamin Franklin probably said it best, Kate, when he came out of the Constitutional Convention, and I'm going to paraphrase it, please forgive me for not knowing the exact words. The reporters asked him, the media asked him that, says, well, what did you do in there? They said, well, we gave the citizens a country. Now it's up to them to see if they can keep it. And we're there right now.
And it is about the people, and there is power in people and power in numbers, as you say. And I think more people need to realize that they do have a say, that they do have a stake in this. And so much of what's happening, if we continue down this road, and you brush on this too, you talk about this, it's not about a popularity contest. There's a misnomer there.
I was a Democrat when I first registered to vote. I still deeply admire Harry Truman because of the leadership he gave to the office. I'm a great admirer of Ronald Reagan. And to some degree, people believe it or not, I actually found some good parts of Bill Clinton. I think we've had some good leaders. What bothers me right now is we're not getting those kind of people that are rising up. It's all about money and power.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, what are they controlled by, and who do you have to answer to in that case? What do you think we're going to see, Dennis, numbers of people turning out? You think it's going to be a pathetic turnout for the election?
Well, I'm going to surprise you on this. There was a generation ago, 40 years ago, in fact, it was 40 years this year, 40 years ago, in 1972, a man got reelected, and we all know who that was, for those that are historically aware, Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he get that re-election? Do you remember? I'll answer it for you. It was the Nixon silent majority. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I believe that generation, which is now in its 70s and 80s, that rose up, are going to rise up one more time. I think you're going to see a landslide against Obama, and it'll be that generation's last hurrah for actively voting and saying, okay, we're done. We're not going to let this happen again. Now, the problem I'm concerned about is that Obama's not a fool. If there's anything he has an unbelievably well-oiled machine. If his internal polls see that he's that dangerously close to losing, he has the power of the presidency to declare an international crisis, a national crisis. We have no idea what this man is capable of, and it's up to every American to remain diligent and demand that he be the ethical person he purported to be when he first ran in 2008.
Wow. I love that. The silent majority, if it is the last hurrah, then forget about the youth vote. It's really about the older vote.
That's right. The youth vote is irrelevant.
Yeah, I agree with you. That there a lot is made about that, but it was relevant in 2008 for Obama, but it's not relevant in this one. Absolutely,
no. Absolutely.
Dennis Wolf, always terrific to talk to you. If somebody wants to get a copy of your book, how can they do that?
I will give away free copies. It's never about selling the book. It's about educating the people. All they have to do is email me at jdwolfe, jdwolf@jdwolfe.com, jdwolf@jdwolf.com. I'll even cover the postage. People need to wake up in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Hey, thanks, Dennis. Take care, and thanks so much for coming on. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, and this edition of We Can Count. Because you know what? It's always about the numbers in life, isn't it? And boy, do we have numbers for you, including this one. Some pretty big numbers, actually. When we look at the amount of focus that has been paid, the amount of attention that's been paid, I guess is a better way to say it, on what happens with the Facebook IPO. There's been a lot of speculating about how much money is Mark Zuckerberg worth. A crap load, a number that we can't really figure out. Who cares? I mean, good for him that he created Facebook. I think the interesting thing is where the IPO is going to come out at per share once this thing busts open. And the amount that they're talking about, the initial public offering, once it goes public, Facebook goes public, they're talking about maybe up to $35 a share, which is pretty high out of the gate. But imagine where it could end up when you think of Apple and Google and some of the other things connected to the Internet, let's say, and where they've gone. Facebook certainly is about the Internet. Maybe $35. So in an amendment to its initial public offering filing, that's what they have to do with the Securities and Exchange Commission, they said it'll sell 337.4 million shares. So that means that the deal could raise over $11 billion if the stock price is at the high end of that proposed range. And then it's valued between $85 billion and $95 billion. And demand for Facebook shares are going to be strong, so 35 is not an impossible thing It'll be interesting thing. It'll be interesting when this thing busts open, because you got to think about this. The site was founded back in 2004 in Mark Zuckerberg's Harvard dorm room, and now you have 900 million users. 900 million users. Anybody out there have a great idea like Facebook that you're working on? Are you an entrepreneur ready to launch something incredible that could end up becoming a public company eventually? I bet a lot of people that crashed into Zuckerberg in his early years really didn't take him for that kind of guy, but they really didn't know him, obviously. This is a sad story, but I felt so awful about it. I wanted to mix it into We Can Count because it's such a rare deal that you hear this, where you talk about a dog and you talk about rabies, but a 24-year-old American soldier died of rabies. He was bitten by a dog last year in Afghanistan. The soldier, who was pretty healthy, started to have these symptoms of neck pain and tingling sensations in his hands, and that was when he got back to Fort Drum, New York, in last August, mid-August 2011. Then he had all the other symptoms. So sadly, by the time, it's always like that, isn't it? By the time he finally got to an emergency room, he was dehydrated and he had this, developed this intense fear of drinking liquids because of the muscle spasms that he was having, which is part of the whole rabies things. I mean, you know, who knew that? So he tested positive for a strain of rabies associated with dogs in Afghanistan. They tried an experimental kind of treatment to save him, but within days he had brain hemorrhaging and the family had to take him off life support. You know, he is the first U.S. service member to die of rabies since 1974. Oh, think about the sacrifice somebody makes. So he's going to Afghanistan, how worried his family was, and then he comes back, and that happens. You just never, I'm telling you, you never know. All right, moving from the sad tale of the 24-year-old soldier to something completely different. Remember, it's about numbers. We're doing the We Can Count thing. How many people will push for one Chinese dissident to get his miracle? Well, we're talking about all kinds of issues, and it was a dramatic appeal, certainly, by Chan, the dissident who wants to get out of China and has now created a melee of international problems, chaos for the U.S., and he addressed a Capitol Hill committee over an iPhone on Thursday, and according to the translator, asked for the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's help in getting him out of China and into the United States. And what's interesting is that Clinton basically is making the decision on this. The White House is saying, oh, it's up to the Secretary of State. It's pretty much her ball to either take him out of there or to not do that, not to push for that. And it's pretty sticky when you think of our relationship with China and what's at stake here. Chen says he wants to come to the U.S. for rest. He thinks Clinton can help him. He's afraid for his other family members' lives. And he's worried that the only person who could possibly help him is Hillary Clinton. The White House press secretary, Jay Carney, said that the State Department is continuing to talk to Chen and his wife. He said he wanted to leave China for the U.S. and had previously claimed that a U.S. official passed on a message from somebody else in China that his wife would be killed if he didn't leave the embassy. So you got a whole bunch of things working here, including what the State Department is going to do. And they're concerned about the threats, but how far can they step in? And how many times has this happened? Well, certainly there are people that have asked for asylum, and it's happened before. But with the U.S. interests and the relationship with China economically and diplomatically, this is a pretty tricky thing to maneuver. So we're talking about two. There's your number. Chen and his wife both coming to the United States. Will she or won't she say, yes, we're going to make it happen? because how much does that jeopardize, like I said, the relationship with the Chinese? And I would say pretty high, because they don't want that to happen. So it'd be a risk, in a sense, to pull him out. But it's that human rights thing, and it's plain everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. So it's another human rights issue for this president, and how will he handle it? How will he handle it? All right, what's interesting is the bin Laden documents that have been released. Some of the last moments of his life, things that were written down, that kind of thing. There's thousands of documents that they found. If you remember the Navy SEAL team when they went in on that raid in his Pakistan house. And they posted now 17 of them. The Army's Combating Terrorism Center released 17 documents that talked about all kinds of things with bin Laden. And I looked at a bunch of it today. Bin Laden wrote in 2010, he said, "I plan to release a statement that we are starting a new phase to correct the mistakes we made. In doing so, we'll reclaim, God willing, the trust of a large segment of those who lost their trust in the jihadists." So until the end, according to the stuff that was released, bin Laden was pretty focused on attacking Americans and coming up with plots, even if they were completely improbable, to kill U.S. leaders. He was trying to target airplanes carrying General Petraeus and even President Obama, saying that an assassination would elevate an utterly unprepared Vice President Joe Biden into the presidency and plunge the U.S. into crisis. So that was one of the things that was revealed. Also some crazy things, like he loved Whitney Houston and he loved to watch Tube. He was watching a lot of television. And he didn't have the hold on Al-Qaeda that he had back in the early 2000s. He didn't have that. He wasn't really the leader, it sounds like, from the things that were released, that so many people thought he was. How about that? All right, that wraps up We Can Count. Remember, it is about the numbers. Also, you can check us out, americatonight.net, or get the free app Press 4. So easy, it's free. Download the sucker. Then you can call the show just by holding up to your ears and saying, "America Tonight, call." Or you can be part of our contest, our daily rant, anytime during the day. If you want to rant, America Tonight, rant, and bing, you're in, just like that.